Brilliance Audio.
The Ice Orphan by Kathleen O'Neill Gear. Performed by Sean Taylor Corbett and Cece Aisha Johnson. Dedication. To Pia, when the time comes, I hope she leads me across the wasteland.
One. 925 summers after the Zyme. The beginning of the Book of Styx, the virtuous, the blessed dog soldier, who witnessed what came to pass in those days. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth those things which are most surely believed among us about the blessed Gemin, these are the events delivered unto us who were from the beginning eyewitnesses and sacred keepers of the story. Two. Jawbone. Shh. Do you hear him? The other boy who tiptoes. Sometimes I see him. He peeks around the dark woolly bison hide that hangs over the cave inside my head. I've tried to build a monstrous wall behind the hide to seal him up in there, but it keeps falling down. Stone by sacred stone, letting all the horrors that pant in the darkness slip out. Shh. Far away inside me, soft leather boots on stone. Who are you, other boy who looks like me? Have you seen 13 summers, as I have? My voice bounces around my head, sing-song almost loud enough to blot out the sound of your steps. Steps like a dying heartbeat, slowing down, down, fading, melting away into a silent pool where the bison hide sways, and then turns to bright hot splinters. So bright my heart hurts. No, no, no! Steps coming toward me. Thump, thump, thump. Go back! I shake myself and frown out across the glowing green blanket of Zyme that covers the face of Mother Ocean. It stretches for as far as I can see to the west. Quiet. Is he still there? Waiting? His footsteps are dead. Exhaling hard, I hug myself and rock back and forth where I sit upon the ledge of the sea cave. Breathe the twilight. Breathe the storm pushing in from the west. Distant lightning flashes. In the brilliant green light cast by the Zyme, the zigzags are purple. High overhead, one of the sky gemmen sails his ship of light through the few campfires of the dead that have begun to emerge with nightfall. He must be gone, probably hiding behind the buffalo hide again. Thank the blessed gemmen. My three little sisters laugh as they chase each other around the seven hide lodges in the rear of the sea cave. Little Fawn has seen 11 summers, Loon has seen 7, and my youngest sister Chickadee has seen 6 summers pass. They're not really my sisters. We were born rust people, but 3 summers ago our village was destroyed and our families killed by giant lions. 2 sea lion people found us and adopted us. Quiller and Rabbit Ear are our new parents. My gaze drifts over Sky Ice Village. Made of mammoth rib bone frames and covered with mammoth hides, the lodges resemble rounded domes. Firelight and smoke escape through the holes in the roofs and creep across the cave ceiling as though alive and seeking a way out into the open sky. 10 paces away, the central village fire blazes, lighting the faces of Elder Hoodwink and Mother and Father. The rest of the villagers have retreated into their warm lodges. Mother and Father keep glancing at me, worried. I'm sure they're talking about me. Did I whimper when the boy came? I might have. I don't always realize it. Blonde hair blows over my blue eyes. Through the strands, I focus on the towering thunderheads in the distance, studying the streaks of dusky blue rain that waver beneath them. The elders say that by midnight the rain will turn to snow and I'll wake to a vast, sparkling white sea. Such mornings fill my heart with longing, for they never last long. The blanket of snow that sheaths the Zyme melts quickly. If we are lucky, for a few hands of time, the entire ocean appears to be rolling, snow-covered hills that rise and fall all the way to the horizon. Our legends speak of the blue oceans that existed 1,000 summers ago.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?